Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today from the Green County ISU Extension office is our ISU Extension dietitian and nutritional specialist, is Ann Parker, joining us now. So thank you very much, Ann, for being on.
Yes, thank you very much for having me.
You bet. Well, Ann, we've come to the time of year where your services are greatly needed for people out there, just to give them some helpful tips and hints and strategies to get them through the summer season here. I know with a lot of kids being off of school now, it's going to be a little bit harder for those kiddos, especially out there, to try to figure out ways to keep themselves healthy this time of year, because you know, they go home and they naturally go through those unhealthy snack choices. So let's go through first of all, some of those healthy summer snack choices that you can give for kids while they're on their summer break.
Sure. Well, fruits and vegetables are always an awesome snack to have. And sometimes it's easiest if people can cut up fruit and veggies when they get home. Maybe involve kids in getting groceries cut up and prepped and put away, since kids are more likely to eat that stuff if they were involved with it. But fresh fruits and vegetables are always a win, especially for kids if they get to like dip things in ranch or dip or something. That's always a good snack. Other healthy ideas could be like whole grain crackers, string cheese or stick cheese, popcorn, that kind of stuff.
Those are some great helpers for parents at home for their kids while they're on summer break. Let's talk a little bit now about safe cooking guidelines. I know during the summertime, we get the grills out, we get those going, and people may not have the best idea of how to properly cook those foods outside, especially with those charcoal grills. Could you tell us a little bit about how to properly prepare and cooking our meats?
Sure. So make sure you're always having a clean grill to start off with. I know that in my house, sometimes that happens just before we use the grill when it's heating. My husband cleans it off, or you can clean it off, you know, the last time you use it, clean it off so it's clean for the next time. Want to make sure that when you're putting meat on the grill with tongs or a spatula or whatever utensil or plate you're using, when you're putting that raw meat on the grill, just make sure that you use different utensils and stuff to take it off the grill so that none of that bacteria from the raw meat is getting on your cooked product. And as far as keeping that meat safe, the safe cooking temperatures for beef or steaks, pork or seafood is 145 degrees Fahrenheit. For ground meat, it's 155. And then for chicken or poultry, you want to cook it to 165.
I know we kind of went over this a little bit last year, but it's always a good reminder to keep people's front of their minds when they're doing outdoor activities and they're having outdoor cookouts or whatever the case may be. They tend to bring along some cold or hot side dishes. Could you give us the time frames that people are recommended to keep those side dishes out before they start going bad?
Sure. So most food, even if it has to be kept, you know, if it's supposed to be hot or served cold, can be out at room temperature for about 2 hours before you need to get it back in the fridge or something. You know, foods that you're taking out to a picnic, that's probably going to be higher than room temperature. If it's July or August, you could get really hot out. So it would be best to kind of have that cold stuff on ice if possible, or put it back in the cooler after 1 to 2 hours. And then hot stuff, if there is a way to keep it hot, if you have like, you know, types of pans that you can keep hot on the grill or something to keep that stuff hot, that's best. Otherwise, again, if you're just serving it on a plate, 1 to 2 hours is the max amount of time you'd want to be serving that.
Could you give us the reasons or of why, if you go longer than those time periods, what could happen to that food if it goes beyond those time periods?
Yeah, so bacteria is present in some foods, and it's present in the environment all around us. And that bacteria, while we always might ingest some and it can be safe, when food is left out, that bacteria will keep growing if the food isn't kept cold or kept hot. So if food is left out longer than about 2 hours, that bacteria can start growing to unsafe levels, and then it can get people sick, especially your young kids, like less than preschool age, or your older retired folks that are maybe over 65 or so. Those groups typically can get more serious consequences if they get sick from food.
Okay. Is there any other safety guidelines you would like to get out for us as far as maybe preparation for foods to avoid cross-contamination?
Sure. So just make sure you're using always clean cutting boards, clean knives whenever you're cutting stuff up for, like you said, like picnics or things that you're taking side dishes to. Make sure that when you're preparing different things, you're going to use different utensils. So the same cutting board and knife that maybe you cut up chicken for a chicken salad with, make sure you don't use that same cutting board and knife that's already dirty to cut up your vegetables or something that's going in that. So make sure you either wash and sanitize that in between, or you get a different knife and cutting board to use.
Finally, I know we kind of talked about the kids' healthy snack choices while they're on summer break, but let's talk about just overall healthy snack ideas, maybe when you're out walking around or maybe out camping or going on a hiking trip.
Iowa State Extension's website called Spend Smart, Eat Smart is a really good resource for all sorts of recipes. They have really fun recipes that kids can help with or adults would like just as they are. And for more of those, people could go to spendsmart.extension.iastate.edu. Some of the recipes that I've found have been really good are frozen pudding sandwiches. So you like make pudding and then you put it between graham crackers. There's also graham cracker smackers, which are like fruit and peanut butter in between graham crackers. You could also do cream cheese if you have someone that's allergic to peanuts in your household. They also have a lot of good take-along recipes like trail mixes, things that are easy for people to just throw in a bag and take with them when they're having a busy day. Peanut butter balls are a big favorite for a lot of different classes that I teach, where you just basically have oats and mix it up with peanut butter and just make little energy bites or energy balls.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, presented by the Community State Bank in Payton, here with Green County ISU Extension dietitian and nutrition specialist Ann Parker joining us once again. Community State Bank in Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.